Hello, and welcome to the Femme Fatale podcast. My name is Lauren Kuiper, and I am here to guide you on a journey of self-love and empowerment, to dive deeper into being present with who you truly are, and to create your dream life. Join me as I explore topics that build connection and growth in our personal lives and in the world around us. Remember, everything of which you desire can already be found within. Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Femme Fatale podcast. I'm so thrilled to finally start to get the ball rolling on this project and create a safe space for discussion and to share ideas together. Now, before we begin, I want to put in a little disclaimer that I'm not a licensed professional by any means, and please don't take my advice over a healthcare provider or a therapist. I'm simply sharing my ideas and expanding the conversation. I'm really excited to have you join me today, as today's topic is one that I've been interested in for a while now. And of course, if you have any feedback or any ideas of how I can make Femme Fatale better, please let me know. I would love to hear from you all. So for the first episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about the ego. I find that our ego and our ego self are often misunderstood. It gets a bad rap in the media and in common vernacular as something that we should be ashamed of. You know, it's insulting to have a, quote, big ego, and these individuals are labeled as selfish, egoistic, or arrogant. And in reality, the ego has much more depth to it, and is something that we all have. In fact, I believe that if we learn to control our ego, we can learn to live a much more peaceful and in-tune existence. Now, of course, that's a lot easier said than done, but when we allow our ego to control our life, we become anxious and resentful. The ego loves to feed off of external validation sources such as relationships, status, success, and competition. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to have an amazing relationship and be very successful in your life. It only becomes a problem when we start directing any issues we come across directly to our self-worth. The truth is, when we live in our ego, we are stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, which leads us to search for a sense of wholeness, which is usually fleeting and impermanent. We begin to compare ourselves to others, and we ask ourselves questions like, why am I not good enough for my partner? Am I worthy enough to pursue this passion of mine? And do I truly belong in my field of study, or am I just an imposter? These are all ego stories. They are not the truth. The truth is, you are already whole. You are already deserving by just being you. And I know that is a very hard truth to accept. But if we allow ourselves to be a slave to our ego, we will always be suffering and searching for something that cannot be found in external possessions and circumstances. We will constantly be trying to prove our worth. Living in ego causes us to act out of fear. This can come to fruition as resentment, anger, blame, guilt, and much, much more. When our ego takes the front seat, it's easy to fall into a victim mentality. We can be unable to take responsibility for our life circumstances and things that happen to us. When we act from our true self, which is already being whole and perfect as you are, we take ownership of our shortcomings and use it as an opportunity to learn and to grow. The change comes from creating a shift from a set mindset to a growth mindset. Now, I'm not saying all this to scare and to overwhelm you. In fact, the ego can be used as a great motivator. What's important is to observe your ego self and make rational decisions based on that instead of letting your ego make your decisions based on fear. For example, if someone were to call you dumb or an idiot, the ego might retaliate and throw those same words back. I know, I have definitely done this, and of course, the ego is just trying to protect you. The ego is going to feel bruised, but we will take on that story and apply it to who we are. Like an old shirt that says dummy in big red letters, we're going to wear that false story, falsely identifying with it, all because someone said we might be so. No one knows us as well as we know ourselves. And I always find it interesting that we will allow the words of one person to define us as a whole. Now, I have a little exercise that you can try out if you want. Next time you get confronted with harsh words or undesirable circumstances, really try and feel your emotion. Go within to your center and try not to react from fear, which is your ego self. Go within and feel into your authentic self. The more you practice this, the more you will feel your ego self shrink and your true self grow. Thus, the more you become secure in who you truly are. By allowing ourselves to come into this space of neutrality, we can make more informed and rational decisions. Maybe I was acting out of hand, or maybe I wasn't. Maybe it was a mix of both. In the end, however, we know that the action was a behavior and not a reflection on who we are. I think we can all agree that our ego acts as a shell and a way to protect us. I think a lot of this stuff can stem from how we grew up and we dealt with emotions as kids. Maybe some of us had parents or other people we looked up to that would tell us what emotions were good to have and what emotions were bad to have, for instance. Maybe it was looked down upon to cry or to get angry. This can lead us to run from those same emotions as adults. So I think it's important to look under that shell of the ego and really listen in to our emotions. I think we often forget about how much listening to our bodies can make a difference in our lives. It's really easy to get distracted when we have things like work, school, and relationships to attend to. We have built a society in which our days are scheduled in a way that we sleep at certain times, eat at certain times, and even play at certain times. Expressing ourselves in our purest form and emotion is often looked down upon in professional situations. Of course, that's not to say I don't think it's important to follow a schedule to some extent. After all, planning our days and weeks can ease anxiety and make sure we meet deadlines, but we often overlook how intuitive our body actually is to what we need. When we hear the phrase, quote, listen to your body, we often associate it to eating when we're hungry and finishing when we're full, or getting enough sleep. However, we rarely seem to translate it to emotions. I believe it's equally important to recognize a feeling and feel it. Your body and your mind knows what it's doing. You just need to trust it. If your body, heart, and mind want to feel sad, let yourself feel sad. If you have a desire to be happy, then let yourself be happy. It sounds pretty duh, of course, but I think at times we tell ourselves to suck it up or push down emotions to seem strong. It can be scary to let ourselves feel our emotions, especially if we grew up in an environment in which certain feelings were taught to be wrong or bad, which in reality, there are no wrong feelings. Feelings just are. It's the choices and displays of behavior that you could possibly place on a moral spectrum. After all, I think taking care of both your mental and physical health spiral off of each other. If you have poor mental health, then your physical health will become poor, and vice versa. One thing I wanted to add to this was the way that our emotions, and especially the repression of emotions, can manifest as physical health issues. I have an article that was posted from the National Center of Biotechnology Information, Institute of Health, that states that the personality of an individual has profound effects on the peripheral physiology due to moderatory influence of brain structures on peripheral organs and tissues through the autonomic and endocrine and immune systems. This is basically saying that our hormones can be triggered through our emotions, such as our fight or flight response and our amygdala. These high levels of cortisone in the brain can lead to constant stress, which will show up as fatigue and a plethora of other health issues. So instead, by letting ourselves feel and be connected to our true authentic self, which is our true emotions, instead of repressing them, this not only heals us mentally and spiritually, but also physically as well. Now, there's one last concept I wanted to touch on that relates to the ego, and that is self-sabotage. And I honestly believe that this topic deserves an episode of its own, and I probably will make one in the future, but I think that some very strong connections can be drawn through living through the ego to self-sabotage.
We can self-sabotage for many reasons. I find that most of them come down to poor self-image and feelings that we're not good enough or we don't deserve to have what we desire. Self-sabotage can look like not applying yourself to situations that can advance you in your dreams and work, neglecting relationships even if you crave love and commitment, or even breaking promises to yourself on cleaning your space or skipping exercise and eating non-nutritious food. A lot of the time, we self-sabotage to find a sense of control over our situation. Personally, I used to struggle a lot with self-sabotage, actually up into a few years ago, if I'm being honest, and I still have a lot of work every day to prevent myself from doing this. I found that I connected a lot to the pain of my past. I had dealt with criticism and trauma in my youth, and I took it on as my identity because I didn't have the proper skills to deal with it in a healthy way. I deeply connected to this dark time and allowed other people to tell me who I was, and I chose to let others' opinions and perceptions of me stick. This stuck to me in an unhealthy perception of who I was and who I was supposed to be. When I wanted to achieve something or learn something new, I would quit if I couldn't do it right the first time. I began to distance myself from relationships and push friends, family, and romantic partners away, even though I felt lonely. I would do this especially if other aspects of my life were going on out of my control. The only thing that seemed to be consistent at the time was inconsistency. It took me a while and years of self-work to learn that we control what and who has power over us and our emotions. I identified my limiting beliefs that held about myself being unworthy and undeserving of love and happiness. And this creates a separation between our true self and our ego self, which will attach to outer circumstances and others' opinions and keep us stuck in our victim mentality. Start rewriting our story to take back our power. Try and start talking to yourself like a best friend or the way you want a partner to love and talk to you. The important thing is to not blame yourself for what has happened in your past. Forgive yourself for what you didn't know and change your mindset and actions now. Everything we want, we can have, because we have the power to make choices. Of course, there are things in our lives that happen outside of our control, but the power we do have, which is the most incredible power, in my opinion, is the power to make a choice. If this scares you and overwhelms you, that's totally okay. That's normal. A lot of times I can get into a spiral when I think of everything I want to do in the future and everything I need to work on to get done. However, we can break it down. By breaking these choices into smaller decisions, we can see how they magically add up. Something my mother always told me is the difference between good and great is only 10%. Why don't we do that 10% each day? Or even 8%, or 5%, or even 1%. Pick an apple over a donut, say hi to a stranger instead of simply walking by. That 1% it took to greet someone new can create such a ripple. And that could honestly make someone else's day 100% better. They may feel inclined to greet and compliment someone else, and your influence could reach way farther than you could have imagined just by doing that 1% more. Think of life as a snowball. Don't get overwhelmed by building the snowman. Let your snowball start small and roll down the hill, but make sure you put your snowball on the right track first. Our ego can prevent us from taking those chances in our life. We might feel pressure to wait for the perfect moment. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. There's never going to be that perfect moment. You don't need to lose that extra 10 pounds to start wearing your favorite clothes. Wear that outfit now. Post that video of your song now. Write that book now. Because guess what? Everyone starts somewhere. And don't let your doubts prevent you from taking the chance to be happy. Your ego self will tell you to take the safe route because you're not good enough for your true dreams and desires. I took a chance once, back when I was 16. It was to be an exchange student through Rotary Youth Exchange. I was to live abroad in a foreign country, living with different families and attending a school in a place I've never been, with people I didn't know and in a culture that I've never experienced. I was picked to go to France. Was I ready? Hell no. Was I naive? Hell yes. Did people tell me that it was dangerous and I couldn't do it? That I would miss out on my junior year of high school and have regrets? Every freaking day.
But that never stopped me. It made me push harder. I knew deep down that I needed to do this for myself. Yes, I was scared out of my mind. My ego told me that I wasn't smart enough to learn another language, not strong enough to live on my own, and not skinny enough to live in Europe. Had I listened to those doubts, I would have never met some of the most amazing people in my entire life. I would have never grown as much as I did. I would have never been confident enough to pursue my dreams and not care if something went wrong, because I can always pick myself up again and try again. I decided to ignore the stories that my ego was creating and listen to my true authentic self. And I challenge you all to do the same. That being said, I leave you with this one last quote. You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. Jim Carrey. Okay, so that concludes this week's episode. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I enjoyed making it. Again, I'd love to expand the conversation on the topics covered today and hear any of your stories and thoughts on the ego self and living authentically. If you would like to, go ahead and leave a review or leave a comment on ways that I can make Femme Fatale better in the future. I have many ideas for upcoming podcast topics, including working with some guest speakers. Again, thank you all so much, and I hope wherever you are, you're having a great day and staying safe. Bye!